Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Candy wrapper, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 as a number. His teeth are still not one that he won't see another movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. What? I had a feeling that it would be particularly sloppy today, that this is Doug Loves Movies singing, but that was close enough. I'm just excited that you're all here. It's music weekend of South by Southwest, so there's lots of bands and things you could be seeing right now, and lots of places where you could be drinking or maybe out on a patio smoking, and right now you're stuck indoors. And I even heard that some people had their donut name tag confiscated. Yeah, so apologies for that. I didn't see that one coming. It just from venue to venue, it'll surprise me when they suddenly don't let people bring donuts in. Because it seems like a perfectly innocent thing. They don't sell donuts here. It's not like you're fucking with their donut concessions by bringing your own. But I also see their side that, you know, there might just be a bunch of smashed donuts on the ground after the show that they have to clean up, and they didn't get any money off of it. I'm just trying to apologize, man. There's nothing we can do. You know what? I'm going to reach into the prize bag and just give you a random item from the bag for your trouble. It's not even going to be a good item. It's not that random. I know what's in here. Sorry, I just hit somebody in the... I hit you in the face with that shit. Do you want one of those two? Because we've got three of them in here. I don't know why. All right, I'll give you one. But you seem like you're getting a little out of control. I'll try to hit the other guy. If you Amy Adams, your face is totally kickable. From the stage, the front row is pretty close, dude. Here, I'm going to try to throw this in your face. Ah, I missed. Hit his dick instead. All right, I wrote down some comments. I might repeat myself. This is our second show from this particular South by Southwest, but our first one from the Stateside Movie Theater. Yeah. Right here on Congress with the Capitol building right there. It's a beautiful backdrop for all the movies that they've been showing at South By that are anti-government. I saw two great movies today right here in this very theater, and I will probably see another one later tonight. It's Saturday, March 21st, 2015 Heads in a Duffel Bag. Now, I know that it's not 15 heads in a duffel bag, but seriously, think about it. I think that's what held 8 heads in a duffel bag back, is I think it would have been a hit with 7 more heads. Since the last time I spoke and you listened, I smoked weed with Willie Nelson! So thank you, Austin, Texas, for making that dream come true. I got a verbal commitment from him. I don't know if any of his commitments actually count because he's high all the time. But I got a commitment that when he's in L.A. this summer, he's going to be touring, that he will stop by and do Getting Dug with High. Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. The next live episode of Getting Dug will be Monday at 4:15 at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Doug Benson. Oh, 4:15 Central Time. Yeah, so you can smoke with me and my guests at 4:20, Austin. Now, let me see your name tags. So I don't have a lot of time to talk about them because we started a couple minutes late, but we see there's plenty of them, so that's good. J.J. Oz. Is your name J? Your name's J.J., and you put an extra J in front of Jaws. I put it all together. I'm pretty smart. Oh, no, the donut guy just wrote on a piece of paper. What does it say? I can't read it from here.
Baby Darren's Day Out.
Baby Darren's Day Out. That's what it said on the donuts? So you have some conceptual troubles. I don't know. I'll ask the panelists if they don't pick this piece of paper that you've written that on. If they don't pick it, I'll ask them, but if there were donuts, would you have picked it? Just out of curiosity. But J-Jaws, what was the last movie you saw, man? Tower Records, All Things Must Pass, directed by, I don't think he's been on this show, but he's been on Doug Loves Minis, Colin Hanks. Yeah, terrific movie about Tower Records. I watched it yesterday and spent the entire time, every time they talk about a new Tower Records open, I'd be like, I was at that Tower Records, because I toured around doing stand-up comedy, obviously, and so I have like memories from all the Tower Records, and so it was maybe the most depressing movie I ever saw. And I saw Kurt Cobain's home movies today. That was pretty heavy as well. I said, let me see your name tags, and I only talked about one of them. But good job. Because I also said I was in a hurry. Somebody just took a picture from the back, and that's cool. I like that you guys take pictures. I just got curious as to what was on the screen behind me. Okay, got music. You can put your arm down. So you have a big sign that says got music, but what's your name? Your name's on the other side? But I can't see it. What does it say?
Nathan.
All right, Nathan. Why does the other side that you were showing me, why does it just say got music? Are you trying to, because we're in Austin, live, is it the live music capital of the world? Is that what they call it? Yeah, and they enforce it by making you listen to some real fucking crunchy folk music when you get off the airplane. Actually, I'm disappointed now if there isn't live music when I get off the airplane. I'm like, where's my goddamn live music? Live music capital of the world. All right, so I got some more things I should say, probably. How many non-badge holders got in today? Yeah! Good for you. How many badge holders are here? That could be a man or a woman when you think about it. Okay, one more thing before I get our guests out here. I'm very excited to say, and it's already been on sale, so a lot of you probably already know about it, and a lot of you are probably from, who here's not from, who didn't, who here came to South By that's not from Austin? Nice to see you from all the places that you're from, and I'm sure I'll hear from you later on Twitter and whatnot, but it's always an interesting mix. I love playing Austin, though, and for all the people that live here, they're great crowds. So Doug Loves Movies returns to Cap City in Austin on Saturday, May 30th at 4:20-ish, which you guys here know today that 4:20 means 4:32. We might have even pushed it to 34 or 35, which frustrates me as a pot smoker because I'm back there ready to go. And they're like, well, we're holding because there's too many people at the bar in the lobby. And I was like, yeah, because they can't fucking smoke in here. So they're going to have the drinks that are allowed because they sell them. That's what's got to happen. Texas needs to legalize it, and then South by Southwest needs to have a weed theater where they show all of their best movies, but like for a crowd that's all fucking smoking weed and adding a layer of smoke to the film that makes every movie a horror story. Let's get my guests out here. There's four funny dudes, two of whom live here and two of whom are visiting. And I think it's going to be a damn good time. Please give a big, warm Austin South by Southwest welcome to John Erler, Matt Bearden, Brooks Whelan, and Hannibal Buress. Hannibal Buress.
Hello.
Who was the first person to say hello?
It was me.
You are the winner of the Pete Holmes Award.
Yeah.
Which means nothing. It's just, you know, it's one of those honors that's
sounds
not...
Sounds kind of derogatory for Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
It is a little bit, but, you know, people love that Pete Holmes wants to speak when it's not his turn. That's part of his charm, I think.
You saying I was speaking when it wasn't my time? I was saying hello to you, man.
I know, and I was saying that Pete always speaks first.
Oh, yeah?
Before I've spoken to anyone. Oh. That's all that means.
Well, it was just a weird silence, really, because nobody's... And I was trying to feel that, really, by hello to you.
I believe that Pete Holmes thinks there's a weird silence every time he does it.
Ah, okay.
Because every silence around Pete Holmes is a weird silence.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a show and there's a bunch of people and they got out their camera phones and shit and I just wanted to say hello. I just think if I was just sitting here, that shit would be weird, man. So who's gonna have the Hannibal Buress Award for starting off a podcast on a real aggressive note?
Again, that would probably circle back to Pete Holmes. Or, no, Kumail comes out pretty hard sometimes.
Yeah.
He comes out swinging. I'm going to have him back on in Los Angeles tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
But let's meet everybody on the panel, starting out on the opposite end. My friend from Master Pancake here in Austin, Texas, John Erler, is here, everybody.
Hello. I get that reference now.
Oh, yeah, because you've seen Inherent Vice?
I watched Inherent Vice.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that Josh Brolin calls pancakes pancake-u, and he yells it. He yells it at this particular restaurant that he's in, little cafe. Looks like it's, what are they, they're Asian.
You're very perceptive.
Yes. And speaking of Asians, the other night we interrupted, we mocked Leprechaun 3. Over at the Lamar Alamo Draft House location. And that was fun, right?
I had a good time.
It was St. Patrick's Day, I should say that. That's why we did it. And I'm trying to, every year on St. Patrick's Day here in Austin, Texas, I want to give the gift of the latest, most recent Leprechaun film in the series. So next St. Patrick's Day, you could count on, unless they won't let me do it for some reason... Maybe leprechauns might try to interfere or protest. Leprechaun 4 in space.
In space. All right, in space.
That's a natural way to take it. That's the only way we could go with the fourth one.
Yeah, well, it's funny because then the next one is in the hood.
Yeah. And then the one after that is back to the hood.
What's crazier than space? The hood. What makes less sense than a leprechaun in space? One in Compton.
That's Brooks Whelan, everybody. Yeah. Visiting Austin for the festival, having some beers.
Yeah, you gotta.
And you don't have any more shows? You don't have to do a performance this evening?
I have like another show, but it's like a local show at some coffee shop. I don't know what it is yet. I'm trying to talk these guys into doing it with me.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I know.
Called Sure Thing, though. I know the show is Sure Thing.
Yeah, it's called Sure Thing.
On 12th and Lamar.
Yeah, I was like, you should come. And
what time is it? What time is the show?
Like at 8? Yeah, you should go to it.
That's a little late for me.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I found out it's not that far. That's exciting for me.
It's close by?
Not too far. It's a little bit. It's like across the river or something.
Oh, I'm definitely not going there. I don't want to get attacked by bats. Brooks, a lot of comedians and guests on the show, I forget to remind them to bring something for their prize bag. And so my Uber driver here in Austin's a very nice guy who gave me a copy of the motion. He had a double of the motion picture Red on DVD. Is a DVD. And so now someone will win a copy of Red signed by Brooks Whelan.
Okay.
It's a one-of-a-kind item. There's no other copies of Red that he signed because he has nothing to do with it.
Right. It's also just a cellophane, so if you want to watch it, no more signature ever. You got going on.
We should go ahead and fix that.
No way.
I didn't even think of that. Why didn't we take the wrapper off?
I thought about it, but just didn't vocalize anything. I was like, this is a terrible idea.
Take the wrapper off of that thing, if you can.
Oh, God, it's going to take 10 minutes. All right. Okay.
And then also for the prize bag, somebody gave me a water bottle that says the Lazarus effect on it in theaters February 27th. Seems like it would be gross, but... So don't use it. Just proudly display it on your mantle because it's signed by Hannibal.
Yeah.
And yeah. I should also introduce Matt Bearden is here, everybody.
Hi. Austin, beautiful, proud, braving.
You were so patient.
Cold.
You win the Zach Galifianakis Award. Because he tries to speak as little as possible.
I'm frightened by the large crowd, so I'm hiding here.
It's a nice crowd.
It's really nice. They were in line when I got here, and then I felt bad because I had to do that thing where you feel like you're cutting, but I had no other way into the building. But
you should have just got in line and waited your turn.
Well, I walked up. I did that thing, and we were talking about it backstage. I walked up, and I was like, hey, I'm on the show, but I don't have any credentials or anything. And they were like, fuck you. And I was like... No, and then they were like, who? And then I had to do that thing where when they say who, it's really uncomfortable, and then I had to say it to like 6 or 7 people who I was, and they're like, we don't know, fucking nah.
This festival is way hard to get in. Like, I was like, I want to see Future Islands, and they're like, okay, fight that woman.
How big was she?
She's tiny, but I was like, did you see him on Letterman? I gotta see this show, I'm sorry. He's got great stage presence.
I wanted to go to that one, but I was too high, so I went to bed.
All right.
But Matt brought three little notebooks that say Punch on the front of them. All of them?
Yeah, it's a comedy show I used to run, and then I canceled, and now I have thousands of fucking notebooks I have to get rid of.
Oh, no.
Congrats,
winners. Good promotion for this show. So go ahead and jump in your DeLorean to check out Punch.
Please do.
It's my favorite, Marty! And I threw two of them at audience members.
Good.
So someone's going to win one of these.
All right. That's
tonight.
Perfect.
Yeah, that worked out all right. We got a copy of my CD, Gateway Doug 2. We got, this is a weird promotional item. The movie McFarlane USA.
What is that?
It's like a weird, is it just like a runner's water bottle or something?
It's a
It's a butt chug?
A butt jug.
Oh, a butt jug? Does that make more sense than butt chug? It's got like a little carabiner on there that I guess you could just like, that'd be super cool to have this on your hip. Especially in the vampire community because they think you've got a little O negative on your fucking, so that's weird.
A grocery bag of water you could just carry around.
We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. We got, oh, John Erler brought some interesting items. Do you want to tell everybody about this first one?
So I brought a survival pack for living in Austin since the legislature just made it legal to carry guns in public on your body, like out in the open. Oh, shit.
You're just finding out about this?
I saw some people out the other day. They had really big guns. And they were saying, black power. And they had a sign that said, no taxation without representation. And I was, you know, I was happy because it's like, man, black people with AK-47s in the street and not getting killed.
It's really a big step.
It is a big step. Black dude, you get killed for just having nothing.
For not having a gun. These guys had guns. You have a little bit more reason, maybe.
And you see a video with a white dude with an AK-47, and he's talking shit to the police. Like, I can be in front of this school. With his gun. I can have my gun in front of this school. And the cop is like, can you chill, bro? Please chill. I have a gun.
I'm confused with their sign, their pre-Revolutionary War anger of like, no taxation. Like, yeah, no, we haven't for a long time. You guys are fighting the wrong cause right now. We already won that one.
So the legislature just made it legal for people to carry guns in the open, on playgrounds, and in government facilities. So I brought a little survival pack for people. There's a VHS video. What does it say on
there? It's called Learn Gun Safety from Eddie Eagle.
And who's the guest person there on there?
Oh, hosted by Jason Priestley.
Yep. Wow. Who better than an ex-90210 cast member to tell you about how to carry your gun in public?
I believe he probably was a current cast member when this was made. But maybe not. He looks pretty young there, though. Let's just look and see what a couple of the comments... this is interesting. The first thing, or one of the things they mentioned on the back is, who is an adult? Who would be a safe person to go to if you found a gun? While playing in the park, for instance. In the hallway of an apartment building. I love how they... Why so many examples of where you're going to find a gun? While riding the bus to school.
You know when you just forget your gun on the bus?
It happened to, I can't think of his name. Robert Blake.
Oh, what?
He left, and that should have had on there an Italian restaurant. A booth in an Italian restaurant.
You got your gun in the toilet of an Italian restaurant. That's a Godfather joke that didn't work.
I've got a hat that says Deathgasm on it. Saw that motion picture here at the festival. And then John also brought a copy of the first Leprechaun.
Well, actually, it's the whole series. They're all,
what?
All seven.
I'll hang on to this one.
Removed from bag.
It's a gently used copy of all seven Leprechaun movies.
Holy shit.
Yeah. 1-6 Hannibal plus the reboot.
Read the names of all seven real quick.
Running time, 70 minutes.
No, they're all feature length, but I didn't... So what's the seventh one?
It's the reboot with some...
Oh, reboot.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, Warwick Davis is not in it, so it's probably not worthwhile.
It's just called Leprechaun.
Leprechaun Original? Origins?
Origins.
Origins. Okay. Leprechaun.
Finally, his origin story. And you brought a book called How Best to Avoid Dying?
That's another part of the survival pack for the new...
I see.
The new legislature rules about open carry. But it's written by my good friend Owen Edgerton, who's also in Master Pancake. It's a great collection of short stories.
It's signed by the author?
It's signed and dedicated to me and...
You're just passing it along.
I feel a little bit bad about it. Owen, I love you, man. Just wanted to get your name out there.
Yeah, and the name of this book, once again, is called How Best to Avoid Dying. And the final item in the prize bag, I save possibly the best for last, is my friend Esther Koo gave me this very colorful, I wouldn't wear it because of the colors alone, t-shirt, but it says, Fisting the Night Away. And it's kind of a lot of pink tie-dye on the Fisting the Night Away shirt. So somebody's going to wear that. If you win it, take a picture of yourself and post it on Twitter. I'll retweet it.
That was actually the alternate title for 50 Shades of Grey. I like it. It's too easy.
Fisting the Night Away. I like it. It's great. It's a Sam Cooke song. Is that who did that?
Yeah.
Fisting, yeah.
Is that research on fisting? As far as the amount of people that actually do it. I feel like it's more of a...
I bet you there's at least, pardon the expression, handful of people who don't even know that they fisted somebody. They didn't do it on purpose. They just got a little overzealous.
Yeah, just kind of getting to the rhythm. Just feeling it a little bit.
We could take a quick poll here. How many people, by show of fists, have fisted before?
One timid fist.
That's not fair that fisting and black power are the same.
The same thing.
That seems like one of them should complain.
Oh, you beat me too.
Kind of rude.
That dude who won, those guys who won the Olympics were just really into fisting.
Can I get some water? Yeah. I feel horrible right now.
Did you have a good time last night?
Good time. I had a really good time. I didn't feel horrible before I got on stage, but I think it was the lights and having just saying stuff. And I feel like I got a booger in my right nostril, so I don't feel as comfortable or confident as I normally would be. But I feel like water
would help
me.
Can we get some water, maybe a tissue?
I'll do a beer.
Water, tissue.
Brooks will have another beer. What's that called? Power Light?
Power Light. Power and Light. Power Light is a different beer.
Oh, okay.
Power. Not all the way, though.
Matt, would you like anything?
Sure.
Okay, so he'll take... Matt will take anything. Yeah, he can just bring anything. A towel, a box.
People
are throwing ninja stars.
What is wrong with you?
You know,
that's how you.
Look at how nicely she folded her panties.
It's a thing of tissues, and it doesn't look like any of the tissues touched the ground.
It didn't.
She probably touched the last tissue though, so I'd pull one out and throw it away.
Yeah.
Kind of defeats the whole point of tissues if you're just taking somebody's snotty tissue and using it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I feel real vulnerable right now.
We'll talk to somebody else while you take care of that.
Yeah.
Okay. you could just leave. Yeah, you could just walk off and...
Yeah. You're going to want to...
Have a good... excavate that cavity. Brooks, have you been to the movies? have you seen any movies here at South By?
No.
Just been hanging out?
Just been hanging out. Maybe the
you
Leprechaun,
gotta get in lines and stuff to see a movie.
Yeah, the Leprechaun thing made me think how they rebooted Leprechaun. I worked at a movie theater when Alien versus Predator came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a person, like, I was selling tickets, and they're like, Alien versus Predator, what's that? And I was like, aliens fight predators. And they go, okay, yeah, right. I'm like, all right, yeah, I guess. It's probably pretty crazy, sure. But like, one on their own is fine with you? I get the Predator, I get Alien, but not together.
If I had a movie theater when that movie came out, I would have shown Alien and Predator
at the same
back
time?
To back, and then let everybody vote at the end which one won.
That'd be tough. I don't know. I mean, adult me likes Alien, but like 15-year-old me loves Predator.
All right. Well, you're adult me now.
But man, I watch Predator a lot, man. When they high, I like any time when you see somebody, you go to five and then just flex while you hold each other's hands for a little while. Like that's how they'd always introduce themselves. They'd be like, "Hey," and then they'd slap hands and make a fucking muscle for like a few minutes.
Hey, have you that patch? Have you seen that patch?
I don't know.
Someone's literally selling a patch that has the muscly arms together.
That sounds great.
It's fucking amazing, is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there, just plug that. I don't know how the fuck you get it. Just put in patch arms.
I saw Chappie. I did see Chappie. Chappie is terrible. They're like, if you don't see that movie, it's just the worst security for a fucking weapons dealer ever. Like, they're like, it's like, we got these robots, but don't worry, they're under safeguard, and then everyone steals the robots. They just walk in and take robots.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I thought of a potentially good joke about it just now.
What is
it? Reminded me of that bridge that that Kennedy went off of, because the whole movie I was like, Chappie, quit it.
So, Matt, what have you seen?
Well, Doug, I'm glad you asked. A friend of mine just taught me how to torrent. I was a super nerd. I learned how to computer program when I was really young. And then when I was like 20, I kissed a girl. And now I don't know how to use computers 20 years later about anything. And so someone was like, yeah, you can get anything you want. And I was like, get the what? And but we were in an argument about what movie had highlighted Chicago songs, the band Chicago, when they had Peter Cetera. Anyway, that's not important. But what is important is that sent us down a wormhole, and then I discovered something called Summer Lovers, which we toured, and it is amazing. It is 1982, Peter Gallagher.
Oh, they're in Greece?
Yes.
Yeah, that's messed up, that movie.
Oh, it's so good. Peter Gallagher is 10. And Daryl Hannah is 9, and they're banging constantly, and then just some.
And then
third,
a 7-year-old comes along.
Yeah, and then some. But it's just weird to see them so young, and it's all like. And then we watched the trailer you can find online. Watch the trailer. There's no clips from the movie. It's from the POV of a screen. Everybody knows what POV is. That's the part of the internet I still know. And then the screen, and it's just like you people there watching the movie, and it's telling you what they're. It's so bizarre how it was done, and it's a teen romp movie. It's incredible.
So it's like the advertising for Paranormal Activity, except sexy.
I don't
Not
know
scary.
That it was any sexier. It's just people. It's that kind of 19, early 80s, like girls with wings in their hair, and they're wearing skimpy, and then they're getting popcorn on them. It's weird. I mean, I jacked off to it, sure, but it was. It's really weird. Anyway, I think you should see it. I know you like weirdo. You do like weirdo movies?
I've seen it.
How'd you like it?
I was a child, and I thought it was awful. But, you know, you're right about the nudity, and it's in Greece, and probably at more prosperous times for Greece. So check it out.
I'm really depressed John, you didn't like that more.
No, I'm glad you brought it up. No one in the audience gives a shit. But,
I know.
I think the two of us could have had a really nice chat with it off podcast.
I thought they would have...
What's it called again?
I don't know. I remember.
It's called Summer Lovin'.
Summer Lovers.
Summer. I don't remember.
Summer them. Lovers. And Summer Not.
Summer Lovers.
And who here in this audience has seen Summer Lovers? See, that's what happened, Matt, is you're talking about something nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about.
I talked about Chappie. Barely nobody knew what the fuck I was talking about.
I was telling them
to
go see...
You bring up Summer Lovers? You think they're going to get that?
Go see Summer Lovers. You can see it on your thing, computer.
Well, you really have lost your computer knowledge. When that word's hard to find.
Hannibal, you just put on sunglasses?
Yeah, man, I felt like my eyes look crazy as shit. So,
yeah, this makes you fit in way more.
I say, no, it's trust me, I need the distance.
He seems happier this way. I think it's cool.
It covers that because I didn't even get the whole booger, and so sunglasses helps compensate that. I feel good. Because my eyes, I was darting around, I'm just, I kept looking at people, and It just felt
You're
real
the
weird.
Mitch Hedberg of podcasts. He like always wore sunglasses on stage.
Yeah.
Because he said he was like kind of nervous.
Yeah.
But you're that for podcasts.
I'm that for hangovers.
This podcast right now when you're hungover at South By.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
We're going to play some games that are going to tax your mind, so I can't wait for that to happen.
Oh, yes. I'm pumped, man.
John, what was the last movie you saw besides Leprechaun 3, which we saw on Tuesday?
That was fun. I watched Inherent Vice twice in a row.
Twice in a row?
I did.
Like, as soon as it was over, you're like, what the fuck was that?
I had it for 24 hours on Amazon, and so I thought I'd get my money's worth. I didn't watch it immediately after. I waited 23 hours to watch it.
Wow.
Clever.
You only saw one Clever. Hour.
I was afraid they were going to cut it off after an hour, but I got to watch the whole thing.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
Just FYI, you have like more than 24
so
hours
basically,
to watch the movie.
So you inherit twice.
Yeah.
And what do you get from that experience? Like the second time, is it better? Is it worse?
It was. I liked it a lot the first time, and it wasn't quite as good the second time, but it was still really good the second time.
Oh, maybe I'll have the opposite reaction.
Maybe.
Because I didn't love it the first time.
Yeah.
But I also know, having watched it the one time, that a second time may not change the fact that it does not fucking make sense.
Yeah.
And it might not be worth the effort. But I do like the performances, and
I love
Paul Thomas Anderson in general. We'll watch anything he does.
I mean, if you like Chinatown, it's the same deal. Like, all noirs have this convoluted plot that you're not even supposed to really follow. And thank you very much.
I saw that movie with my friend and his girlfriend, and then me and my friend were like, I didn't get it. And she was like, you guys wouldn't. And I was like, go fuck yourself. Like, nobody got that.
Yeah, that's such an easy stance to take.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh,
you guys
no,
just
I
didn't
get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay. You fucking didn't.
Explain it.
Yeah. name two characters. Two of them. They're full names. You can't do it.
Joaquin.
Yeah, there we go.
Shasta.
And Josh.
Shasta. Shasta.
Huh? Yeah, but name another.
Doc.
He just watched
names.
It twice.
Yeah, but what's Doc's last name?
Huh? Sportello.
Oh, okay. Somebody shouted out.
I knew it anyway.
All right. I don't know why I'm mad.
Probably because you didn't get it.
I just remember, like, Martin Short showing up and me, like, perking up, like, this is going to be good, and then going, oh, okay. Martin Short showed up, but that's about all that happened there.
You perked up for the Moto Pankaku scene.
I love that, but that's like, it's right near the end of the movie, and they highlight it in the trailer and the previews and stuff, and then it's at the end of the movie, because it's the funniest scene, but it also makes no sense.
It's just, Moto Pankaku!
He just keeps yelling at him, hi! 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 Moto Pankaku! Hi! Yeah, this is probably not good for your hangover, Hannibal.
No, I'm fine. That was really entertaining, actually, man. Yeah.
Have you seen Inherent Vice?
I saw a decent amount of it, and then I got sleepy.
Yeah.
And I never revisited. So it was confusing. And is that guy, was he really a doctor or no?
It's kind of the central question of the movie, really. He gave he gave like laughing gas to people. He might have been a doctor.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything, Hannibal?
The most recent film I've seen is Focus, starring Will Smith.
How did that work out?
How
hungover were you for that one?
No, I was fresh, man.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Fresh. I felt good.
You were daisy ready.
I had a naked juice before the movie. So I was pretty good. I wasn't drinking that week, and so I enjoyed it. It was a little weird, but it kind of inspired me. I started pickpocketing people recently.
They teach you how to do it in the movie.
Yeah, you gotta change their focus, and then once you have their focus, you could do anything. So if I'm dancing with a girl out and she got a phone in her back pocket, I always take it.
You like squeeze one cheek and pull the phone out of the other one at the same time. That's pretty smooth.
And I take it and then I'm like, look what I got. And then
I think that I think that girl
and then charges our press.
No.
That girl in Focus, Margot Robbie, and and Will Smith, I think both of them, they could just take everything they have all the time because they're Will Smith and Margot Robbie. Yeah. Like, they're so beautiful that they could just be like, I'm going to have your stuff. And the person would be like, thank you.
Yeah. I kept on thinking she was the woman from Community.
She's not Gillian Jacobs. She was in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh.
It was her big debut where she showed her...
What is that? Are those? Is that vagina?
Uh huh.
Oh. I didn't know. Is that how Doug says breasts? I didn't know.
There was vagina in Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, yeah. She's got that.
I saw it. I usually remember seeing vaginas. I don't remember that.
I also might be confused because I saw it on a double bill with Hobbit Part 2.
Okay.
It's an interesting double bill.
I said Part 2 because I went with accuracy on that joke.
That was good.
Because I really did see those movies back to back, but I believe there's a scene where she like kind of shows up and standing in front of him completely naked. So you see her...
I'll revisit it.
That's good.
I'm such a gentleman. Only a gentleman would bother to make that noise instead of saying her pussy.
Sometimes you gotta lighten it up, man. You gotta lighten it up. My noise, you know what my noise for vagina is?
It's I can't wait.
It's like the Birdman. Birdman, the rapper.
Wait, there's a Birdman rapper?
Yeah.
And he's not affiliated with the film at all?
No. He's the original Birdman.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
He's like, what the hell is this unexpected virtue I keep hearing about?
All his songs are one take, and you're like, you didn't need to do that.
Yeah. It's just rapping and drumming his entire thing. And floating in a room in his underwear. I saw Birdman a second time. I would have done that with Birdman, like watched it twice if I had a VOD situation where it was going to expire. Because I don't get it, but I think it's interesting.
Yeah, there's some mystical shit in there that doesn't make any sense. Like, I like the stuff that's about the theater, you know, and like how hard it is to be a director and get your actors all on the same page or whatever. But then there's like parts where he's just flying through the air and stuff. It's like, what the fuck is going on there?
I spent the whole movie timing how long takes were on my phone and then showing my girlfriend, like, that was like 8 minutes straight. Like, so I didn't really enjoy it. I guess.
I'm sure she was pretty horny when you got home later. Yeah.
Dude, look how long they're acting.
She's a fucking gulch after watching you do that for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You been to Dry Gulch? So,
Yeah, Brooke.
Fucking buzzards and vultures flying over.
Yeah. Nope. For you. You get none of them.
All right, you guys. Did everybody say what movie they saw? Oh, I saw Rolling Papers right here in this theater prior to this event. And it's a very entertaining documentary about, the first year of legal weed in Denver. And I'm excited to say that... on 420 this year, I'm actually doing 3 shows in downtown Denver.
Whoa.
Yeah. 2 of them are sold out, but the 420 still got a few tickets because I guess there's some people in Denver that have jobs or something and can't make it out at 420 in the afternoon. But it should be a pretty fun day out there. Let's play some games, you guys.
Yeah.
Let the games begin. Some nice folks made some nice name tags. Some other people made some not so great name tags, but that's extenuating circumstances. So give them a shot. And whoever you'd like to play for today, just go ahead and go physically grab the name tag from the person. We got one vocal guy in the front row. Everybody else is very polite.
I want that guy. I want that Iron Man mask. I just want stuff I want.
Does he get to keep the Iron Man mask?
Can I keep that? I'm not going to keep that because I got to walk around. I would have to hold on to it. I don't want to do that.
This guy wants to give you his ID. That's not a smart move, especially... I swear, I thought that Hannibal just dropped his phone and then crushed it. But it's just a plastic cup, it turns out. Oh, somebody got the one that Hannibal wanted. Maybe, Matt, can you give that one to Hannibal? There's a brawl in the aisle now over name tags. And while Hannibal finds who he's going to play for, we're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Okay, there we go.
And we're back. No fighting.
Conflict makes the machine work, Matt.
All right. Was that what Steve Jobs used to say?
Yeah.
Who you playing for, Hannibal? Don't read the shithead on the back.
Nathan Perez.
And he brought as we discussed earlier, a sign that says...
Got music.
Okay.
All right.
It worked, Nathan. Congratulations.
It was pretty bold, and it's clear. It's a good font. And kind of, you know, it's a decent second choice.
I think you're the first. Well, let's just skip ahead to Matt Bearden, who got your first choice. What'd you get, Matt?
I don't know. Is your name Cavius? It's Cavi. Okay, I'm playing for Cavi. There's a giant poster for Cavius Child, the most winning abortion-themed rom-com ever made.
And the only, probably, but... yeah, and that, of course, stars Jenny Slate. Yeah. And who else is in that, Hannibal?
Gabe Liebman.
Who? Oh, yeah, Gabe.
Yeah.
Are you in it?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a chance you might have a little part in there.
I just like the movie, I like Jenny, so I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I'll switch. I feel bad now.
No, it's really... I'm acting way more mad just because it makes for better radio.
I wasn't really going to switch with you.
Okay.
Are the house lights up like we're still picking name tags? Or have they been up this bright the whole time? Because I have glaucoma, as you know, and I'm going to need my medicine soon. Who you play for, Brooks?
Michelle, and then you like really signed it hard. I don't know what your last Lyle. What do you think that is? Yeah, it's tough. It's like
she doesn't need
her last name out there.
Michelle
Ulysses,
but she brought a children.
Myers, it's no, I don't see him.
Ulysses.
You saw Ulysses?
Is this your child's Iron Man mask? Oh, it's yours. Okay, because I was going to call Protective Services. I don't know why, but...
just to see what they're up to?
That was a big thing in the Rolling Papers movie, is that even though weed's legal in Colorado, mothers and fathers of children can have Child Protective Services, can still take your child away if they know that you're smoking weed.
Oh.
Even though it's legal. So it's
a tricky issue that I just jammed in
for no reason.
Yeah. Is it because you're smoking too much, or is it?
Well, that would be up to somebody to decide, but it'd be somebody from a federal agency that wants to take your baby away, so they're going to be hysterical, I think, and overjudge people. Like in the movie, there's a woman who's writing reviews of weed for a website, and she's worried her kid's going to get taken away because of that, and then they take her off of the reviews. And just have her write stories about people with children who smoke weed.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. This guy over here says it's fascinating. He loved the movie and then loved hearing me talk about it afterwards. Who are you playing for, John?
Well, I got a paper bag with excellent handwriting on it that says the Italian Robbie. So I think I'm playing for a guy named the Italian. Or Robbie. And I like his shithead, and I thought it was the most sincere entry written on a paper bag in the entire theater, so I went to the back and picked him.
Fair enough. Thank you to everybody who brought name tags. I know it's you're here for the festival, so you probably just came by to, check out what the hell this is, so you didn't necessarily pack a name tag. And again, I'm sorry for the donut people, but at least you got one of Matt's punch notebooks. So you can always cherish that.
Ask the question.
What? Why did you just yell out, ask the question?
Ask the donut question. Donut, you're gonna
ask. I was going to ask them a donut question?
Yeah, don't you got donut questions?
Whoa.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Yeah. Yo. His delivery sounded like he was a plant.
You know, right
Dog,
now...
Don't
right
you now, have donut questions?
Right about now, I wish he was a plant that I could smoke. I don't know what you're talking about. I was going to ask them a question. Oh, thank you for being more clear. All right. So let's just do this. Do you have your name tag that you had? Okay, hold that up. Would anyone on this panel have picked them if you knew they also had a box of donuts?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I would have.
No doubt.
All right, did you guys bring donuts?
So would one of you like to trade what you did pick?
No, that'd be mean.
Yeah, they already got a notebook. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're sitting pretty.
What happened?
But yeah, that's food is a smart...
I can be bought so easily.
Food is a smart move, but unfortunately this theater doesn't allow food in. I didn't have a chance to tell them that they should just let some donuts come in here.
Oh.
Yeah. It sucks when that happens.
Yeah.
There were round rock donuts?
I don't know what that means.
Sorry,
fuck me for that?
Yeah.
Relax.
They're very...
It's a goddamn donut.
They're very hard... And,
I don't... Dude, what? I'm, like, over... I don't like the, like, voodoo donuts where it's just like, this ain't your dad's donut. It's so lame. Like,
yeah, we put our dick on this donut.
Yeah. This donut knows rock and roll! Like, all right, relax.
Someone just delivered a bucket of treats for the stage.
Great.
Let's see what we got.
Yes. Fucking donuts.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
We got beers for the fellas.
Austin Brew Works.
And
check it out. Yeah, I'll get behind that one.
All right, I'll take one.
Thanks, John.
I don't usually change it up off of my vodka, but what the hell?
You take it. You take it. It came from your team, so. Sorry, I didn't mean to whisper.
Somebody did bring up four beers for five people.
Hey, you can, Matt, do you want one?
No, I'm punishing myself for talking about summer lovers. I'm not going to drink a beer. I'm not going to enjoy the rest of my weekend. I know how to handle myself.
I think you deserve it, man. Come get one.
I know that you're going to take it away from me when out there.
I'm not. I don't do those kind of gags.
I know how to be picked
on. I'm not a bully.
On.
I'm not a bullying person.
It's going to happen.
Just come get it. I just can't bring it to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ah, friendship. That is sharing. Life lessons.
I don't know how
I
to
just took it
because
I thought there was a whole enough for all of us. I'll stick to my vodka, and I'll let you know when I want another one. And when I do, I'd like a bucket of five. All right. So this game we're gonna play here is gonna determine who goes first in the next game, which I will decide what that's gonna be when we know how long it takes to do this. Because we're way behind schedule right now, but I'm having so much fun just talking. I wasn't anxious to get to the games today. But let's start with Cluster Flicks, or Don't Yell Out Amy Adams. And this is a game where I'm going to name three movies that the same person, a man or a woman, was involved with all three as an actor. And then when I get to the third movie, if you know it, just say it. Or guess. It's no penalty for guessing. But if nobody gets it right after three, I'm going to keep adding movies from this person's filmography until somebody gets it. It's a free-for-all. The last time John Erler was involved, people just started shouting out names of actors without really any regard for what the clues were.
When you say people, you mean Chris Cubis.
And somebody stumbled into the right answer. It was an interesting approach to play. Could not fault it because I did not say in the rules you could not do that. So here we go. Does it make sense to everybody?
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
But we should hope, should we just one guess?
No, guess all you want.
Oh, great.
I guess.
But wait till you hear the first three, because the first three are pretty tough, and we'll probably have to add more.
Yeah. Brooks sounds like a man that's excited to fail.
Give me a bunch of shots. It's more fun than it is.
Fire off.
One that matters sucks.
Yeah.
I bought this hoodie here at South By, and it's got thumb holes in the sleeve.
Called like monkey paw.
I love that. Wouldn't that hoodie be perfect if you also had that on there?
Nah.
Wait a second. You're not a girl?
He's not doodling in his algebra notebook right now. That wouldn't make sense.
I try to put my whole fist through the hole. Just because I love fisting the night away.
Fisting.
All right, here's your first three movies. Who's in all these movies? Who's in Crackers, Judgment in Berlin? I love how disappointed Hannibal was. I don't know who's in a movie called Crackers. Judgment in Berlin and Hugo Pool. Oh, a movie called Hugo Pool.
I was really hoping you were going to be like True Lies, Terminator, and Terminator 2. And I'd be like, I got that one. I don't know these at all.
Who's that one? Tom Arnold?
Yeah. I'm
Jamie Lee Curtis.
All right. I'm going to just. Throw anybody out have a guess? Names. Robert Redford.
That's a good guess, but no.
Okay.
Paul Newman.
No.
Marlon Brando.
No.
Steve McQueen.
Who hasn't had a guess yet?
I haven't. I'm waiting for that fourth movie that's going to really send me over the top.
All right.
Now you have an inkling, but you're waiting to make sure.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna yell out Barbra Streisand and see what happens here.
A young Sharon Stone.
Let me tell you right now. Both Barbra Streisand and Sharon Stone are wrong. All right. Now here come more names. Somebody's going to zero in on it. It's going to be great. Before Night Falls, The Weight of Water.
Ooh. I didn't know these were movies.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about it. We're No Angels.
Or Sean Penn.
That's correct.
Oh!
Oh! Oh, man.
Oh, I'm torrenting that tonight.
His movies get less obscure pretty fast, like U-Turn, Thin Red Line, I Am Sam, Racing with the Moon, Taps, and then I had The Gunman in there because that just opened this weekend, and it's at 15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Whoa.
So probably won't be seeing The Gunman.
The first porno I ever saw was Madonna's Body of Evidence, and my friend had the VHS, and over the top of it, he... taped with scotch tape and notebook paper and just wrote Taps. Like it was, so if his mom found it, it would clearly just be the movie Taps.
Why would she ever even put that in?
Yeah, he's like, there's no way my mom's going to watch
for Taps tonight.
He's just a kid that doesn't know how to spell tits.
Yeah, yeah.
I just love a drama at a military school. Lots of young performers who ended up, I don't even know if, it's just Tom Cruise and him are the only famous people from it.
I've never seen Taps. I've seen Body of Evidence a lot, though.
That's the one where Willem Dafoe and Madonna have the...
They pour wax on each other. Scene, yeah. And I thought that was like normal sex to where I saw real porno when I was like 12 and was like, when are they going to get the wax out? And my friends are like, you're fucking creepy, dude. You're like 12 with the fetish already?
What is with all this wax-free porn?
Yeah, yeah.
They never use it in any of these
things. Yeah, I was like, look, this is cool, but I need skin to burn, baby. Like,
you watched 9.5 weeks and wondered why all porns don't take place right near the refrigerator.
I think so.
Was that the right title, 9.5 weeks?
I don't know.
There was a movie about a dying child called 8 Weeks.
I think. Don't confuse the two. Yeah. Depressing.
With Dudley Moore and Mary Tyler Moore. Because they had to work together. This is so fun. They're both named Moore. If Demi Moore had been a thing yet, she would have been in it for sure. She would have been the dying kid. What do you mean, oh? The actress in the movie did not die, to the best of my knowledge. And Demi is still alive, I'm pretty sure. That'd be horrible. Joking around about Demi Moore, and she died while we were doing this podcast. I'm saying it would be horrible. Let's just move on, you guys. Let's play Last Man Stanton. This is a game where recently we played with the name Bruce Willis, and you take turns, everybody on the panel takes turns naming, including me, I like to play, naming movies that starred Bruce Willis, and we named a bunch of them, but in a game called Last Man Stanton, we failed, as several people have told me on Twitter, to mention the movie he was in called Last Man Standing. It's always funny, the things we miss, and it's going to happen again today, and my friends that brought the donuts, this is another consolation prize I give to you. Have you ever thought while listening to the show of an actor or actress or director with a large body of work that we should use but haven't? They're conferring.
Daryl Hannah.
Or if it's easier for you, I could ask an easier question like, where's the weirdest place you ever made whoopee? In the butt. Fisting the night away. Have you got one? Doesn't seem confident.
Warwick Davis.
No, not that one.
Did two of you are stumped? Oh. The guy next to you suggested something because he never stops talking.
He gets the Pete Holmes Award.
The guy not even in the show does. But that's a good suggestion. I don't know if we've done it before, but I never remember anyway, so it doesn't matter. Let's do John Travolta, you guys. The films of John Francis Travolta, starting with Matt, who won the last game, right?
Yes. Okay. How about Hello to an Austin? We'll start with Michael, the movie Michael that was filmed here with John Travolta in 1996.
Okay.
Good. I don't know if that's true, but it made me feel pretty good, like I knew what I was talking about.
Does not help you in all of this game to suck up to the crowd, but that's cool. Brooks, name any Travolta movie.
If I was trying to say, I would just be like, never mind. I was going to say Dazed and Confused, right? But then Boyhood, anybody? It's fucking... Keep going. Face Off. I hope you only know that movie. I really hope so.
What do you got, Hannibal, besides Face Off? You got another one.
Yeah,
it's Travolta.
Huh?
Yeah, Travolta.
Do the sequel. Yeah, yeah. The sequel to Face Off.
Face On.
Oh,
Face
wait.
On. I just talked into my beer wait. Can.
Ocean's 11?
Oh, my God. The only guy not in it. He's like the only guy not in that movie.
That was so good.
Oh, my God.
That was so good.
I'm going to let you think about it for a while. And when we come back around to you, if you have one, you can stay in. But only if you have one by the time we get back to you. I'm going to say...
I thought I didn't know a lot about movies. You don't know another Travolta film?
I'm here for balance.
I got one. This movie was the opposite of one. Phenomenon. Although I think it did pretty well at the box office. He was on a streak around that time, I think. It was right after Michael, maybe.
What was the difference between Michael and Phenomenon?
I'll tell you. In Phenomenon, you never saw him with wings. John?
Trying to remember the title of this one.
Oh, I can't believe that you're struggling.
It was in the late 70s. He was trying not to die.
I hope you're not going to say a TV movie.
It didn't happen on Friday. It didn't happen on Sunday.
Wait, he was trying to find a cure so that he wouldn't die?
That might have been part of the movie.
Of what disease?
Disco fever?
Don't fuck around. I could take that as your final answer.
Saturday Night Fever. Yes.
All right. Matt? No joke answers. Be serious.
Staying alive.
Yeah. Might as well take care of those two right away. Do you want to go ahead and finish off the trilogy, Brooks?
Oh, I don't know that. I'll go with Look Who's Talking.
Okay. Now, we've given Hannibal a lot to think about. We've covered different parts of his career. Do you have another one?
I'll go with Grease.
Yes! I will say, oh, it's so tempting to just run the Look Who's Talking board, but
I hope you don't. That's where I kind of.
But instead, I'm gonna go with how about Hairspray?
I'm gonna try to knock some of the obvious ones out of the way, like Pulp Fiction.
That was mean to do.
I believe the sequel was Look Who's Talking Also?
To Pulp Fiction?
No.
I think you're way off on that one, man.
What was it called? Look Who's Talking To. T-O-O.
Oh.
So you're out, man.
I should have said as well.
Look Who's Talking Now. That's the third one. Because now the dogs is talking.
Hannibal.
Look Who's Talking In the Hood.
Look Who's Talking In Space. In space, no one can hear you talk.
Look Who's Talking Versus Predator.
You know what? I think Look Who's Talking would win in a battle between that and Predator.
Hey, come on, man. You can't see you right now.
I like that Look Who's Talking movie. It was Travolta's second comeback.
Hey, was he in Kill Bill?
All right, you're out again, but I'll let you back in if you can think of one when we get back to you.
Oh, man.
You're like good cuts. You're taking good cuts. Like, listen. Like a 50% chance he is in these
films.
Yeah,
there's a chance.
You're not saying some dumb answer. You're like, a lot of people were in this one. Maybe him.
Oh, wait, no, Django.
Another great swing.
Let me help you out. They never reunited. They never worked together again.
Oh, man. Whatever, man. I don't care, man.
But he did go on to make a lot of big movies because Pulp Fiction got him back on the map, and so I'm going to go with Broken Arrow.
I think another one that he had right in the wake of Pulp Fiction was Get Shorty.
Oh, of course, Get Shorty. Brooks?
I don't. Fuck. This is tough.
You don't?
Awkward sentence structure.
You just pour wax on people.
I can't think of anything.
I bet you Hannibal's got one.
I want Hannibal's nine lives in. You've given him. I don't know at all. Death to Smoochie? He's not in that.
All right, you're out. Hannibal? No.
Reservoir Dogs. He wasn't in that.
Now you're really out. You're double out.
I was being genuine, man.
All right. So it's me and John. I'm gonna battle it out.
All right.
A civil action.
I'm glad you said that.
Oh, I meant to take one that you knew.
That was not one of them.
Hmm.
Speaking of battles, how about Battlefield Earth?
I hate to do this to you because, you know, it was already mentioned but never officially guessed. Look Who's Talking To. T-O-O. Yeah, I'll play Ruthless. And Hannibal, he's not in Ruthless People.
Okay. Do TV movies count?
No. Boy in the Plastic Bubble is a no-win situation.
Fuck.
That's cruel.
Fuck. Well, the Welcome Back Kotter movie went to theaters, didn't it? Fuck.
Nothing?
He was like an old theater guy in one movie.
Oh.
Like it was The Dresser, but with John Travolta. Like it was Southern... And it was called, was definitely called...
I don't know.
The Southern Dresser.
No.
I know that for a fact. You don't have to check. Let's keep moving.
For the win, I'll say, be cool.
That's a good one. Yeah,
that's not a movie.
No, I'm just telling you, be cool, man.
Oh, fuck.
I win.
Like how Travolta.
I win, be cool.
Sorry, man.
It's my show, I win.
I'll Travolta has like Lego hair now. It's just like he just slams a wig on and leaves. Like it's very weird.
He slams a wig on and just goes out and touches women.
Yeah,
look at how heterosexual I am.
No way, I'm gay.
I touch all of his women parts. Oh, my wife. Okay, my wife. All right, you guys, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. We're tight on time, so we're going to play one round to determine... You'll play one round, and who won that game? Oh, John won. John came in second place, which is first place.
Oh.
In this world.
Nice.
Yeah, because I can't go first in the Leonard Maltin game. I would kick your asses, because I'd be looking right at it. John gets to pick the first category... And then we'll go to Matt, and then Brooks, and then to Hannibal. Do you remember how this game works, Hannibal?
Absolutely not. It's been a while, but that's what I thought. I remember liking this game.
Yeah, it's fun. You did pretty good at it. You were on the show at the Gramercy Theater in New York. Next one I'm doing there is April 26th. Six, I think.
Seamless plug.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you go, I think, after the end of it, that really sells it hard. It's late April, and I think we'll add one if it sells out, so let's do this.
Nice.
John gets to pick a category. Would you like Liar Liar, which, of course, is the films of Bill O'Reilly? Movies that Bill O'Reilly's in. I'm giving it to that guy. We have a lot of badge holders, but this category is called Vag Holders. And it's movies directed by a woman.
Very classy.
Yeah. I just want to point out that women are directing films. There's not enough of them, and they deserve to have more opportunities.
That's what I got out of it.
The way I point that out to everybody is by creating a crass title.
Yep.
A crass pun, Vag Holders. And then your third option is Keep It Austin.
Oh.
Yeah, because we're intrigued. In Austin, Texas, y'all. So that's films with weird, bat, or traffic in the title. So which one of those do you like? Obviously, there's an audience favorite, but you might want to go a different way strategically.
Right.
First
person.
Because
I know all about the vag.
We're just playing one round today, so it's crucial that you don't make a mistake.
Much as I respect the category and the title of the category of vag holders. Was it vag holders?
Mm-hmm.
Holding the vag? I'm going to go with the Austin category.
All right.
A good call. A good one. Batman. Right.
Now, I want you to know, just to open free your minds, it's weird, bat, or traffic, but as a for instance, bat could be part of the word battle.
Oh, well, now you're an asshole.
Of which...
You.
Of which there have been maybe 50 movies made with the
battle
word
man.
Battle in the title.
No pre-guessing.
The Dark Knight battles. I'm done, sorry.
3 stars from Leonard John for this movie from 1988. He says this movie is about an Air Force colonel. He calls it taut and compelling and says it's based on a true story. And he lists 7 names. How many names can you name this movie in? John, Master Pankaku, Erler.
I'm going to say 6 names.
He chopped 1 name off, Matt.
I'm very confident.
I know that John is very good with movies. I want to follow his lead. I like what he's done with chopping a name off. I'm going to say 5. We're doing 1 round, right? 5. Yeah. I'm going to say I'm at 5.
Crucial.
Names.
The bidding is crucial.
Confident. 5.
Okay, I'll do 4. That just seems to be
like
the way
where
we're
this
going.
Is going.
He says 4 names, Hannibal. This is reading from the bottom of the cast list up.
It's a Tarantino movie, Hannibal.
The movie... The movie has weird bat or traffic in the title. And Brooks Wheelan just bid 4 names. So you got to go lower or ask him to name it. And if he fails to name it, then you'll be our winner. Yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting choice. Yeah. And so he has to, he gets 4. I have to go lower or... Just
ask him to name it, yeah. If you don't think you can get it in 3 or 2 or 1 or even 0, negative names. Shit's crazy.
He's good too, huh?
Who's good?
You know what? Name it, motherfucker.
I'll be honest, I only... bid 3 because I was like, I want it to make these guys name it, but then I was like, but then I'm going to keep Hannibal from doing a thing, and I feel like people want to hear you talk, and that'd be a dick move, so I was like, all right, 3. So I was being fucking nice. All right, here we go.
Hey, man. Yes and. All
I thought you said 4.
Did I say 4? Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I think he said 1.
Well, I'm not going to get it. I mean, let's just do it, right? Like...
Yeah, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
No, I'm very excited about how this played out because everybody got to be involved. You all got to play.
Yeah, that's what I wanted everybody to be involved. I just definitely don't know this.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, but maybe these 3 names will help you. I don't think they will.
Yeah.
But I'll give you the clues again. You know, it's got weird bat or traffic in the
title.
It's
clearly battle. Battle is in this. It's about a general.
I just brought that up just to point out that.
I got really distracted and just thought it had the word battle in it.
No, this movie could be called Bats in Traffic or Weird Bats.
Yeah. Weird Traffic. I want the record to show that I got confused about how the game goes, and I thought John was the one that had the name.
Are you out to get me?
No, I just thought because you over there that you had to do
it. What would you have done differently if you had known that it wasn't me?
I would have did the same thing, but I just let you know I thought it was you. And nothing personal against you, it's just my misunderstanding of the rules in the Florida game.
All right, you're on the record.
Thank you.
Everyone's laughing because I just pretended to write it down. I don't really... You're not...
No, I mean, this is the record.
You're on the record. We're recording record. This, yeah. So, your 4 names in this movie that is about an Air Force colonel... And it's taut and compelling and based on a true story. Your 4 names are Joe Dorsey, Eric Anderson, Eric spelled with an H. You know that spelling?
Oh, different. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was mixing those guys up.
Erich. Clayton Rohner, the great Clayton Rohner. And I'll give you 3 names for this last name. David Marshall Grant.
I don't know. I'm just going to guess. I'm not going to waste any time. The Battle of Midway.
That's a fantastic guess. Hannibal is very excited about it. But this was a tough one for sure. The remaining names are Jerry Reed, Danny Glover, and Gene Hackman. Whoa. Yeah, and it's a motion picture from 1988 called Bat 21.
What?
Bat 21.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you get a tough one, but Hannibal is our winner, everybody.
Very exciting.
Come on down here, Nathan God Music, and get your prize bag. Congratulations,
dude. Take Red. Don't forget Red.
Don't forget what?
Red.
Oh, yeah, put that in there.
Oh, shit.
Half-wrapped.
Signed
well
it properly. So you got a signed cellophane wrapper and a signed DVD. And here you go. Oh, yeah, sure, you can come up on stage. I'm scared a little bit. Okay, that's enough.
It's very muscular.
Give him his tag back. Here you go, man.
I'm scared. Oh, yeah. I'm going to throw that odd job style and chop his head off.
Oh, wait, here. You're sitting next to this person, too. Here, take this guy.
No. We need that for the shithead. And you got a shithead on the back of your...
I do have one. I was hiding it.
Yeah, here we go. Pass that to me.
It's very good.
John Erler, what you got coming up, man? You got some Master Pancake shows coming up, I'm sure.
Master Pancaku. We are doing Forrest Gump next weekend. It's a classic. It's very funny.
Yeah, gump it up.
Then we're going to do Michael Bay's Transformers after that for a couple weekends. And then if it's still on, then on May 29th, you and the gang are going to do Sleepaway Camp Parts 2 and 3.
Yes. I don't know. It's not on sale yet, is it?
What?
It's not on sale yet?
No, it's 2 weeks before, and this is May 29th.
So look out for that. May 29th, we're going to do Sleepaway 2, Camp 2, and Sleepaway Camp 3, because the one we did of Sleepaway Camp was so much fun. I want to continue the series. And thank you for being here. Matt Bearden, what's going on, man?
I will be here back on this stage, I think, even, for the Moon Tower Comedy and Oddity Festival, plus fireworks and shotguns. If you live in town, come by and say hey, and that good stuff.
Okay. Very cool.
What about you, Brooks Whelan? You got a show tonight.
Show tonight at Coffee Shop. Hannibal won't be there, I guess. Thanks, man. Just be fun to have a buddy to walk with, is all I'm saying.
I'll walk you there.
I just have an album out that came out like a few months ago. Listen to that. I think it's good.
What's it called?
This is cool, right?
The sequel to Be Cool.
Yeah.
And Hannibal, what you got going on?
Just on the road, man. I got my tour dates at hannibalburrs.com/calendar, and I have a TV show coming out on Comedy Central in July.
Yes!
All right. Wait, I have a question for Hannibal. So your tour is like called the Camisado Tour?
The Comedy Camisado Tour.
What the fuck does that mean?
Camisado means a military sneak attack that occurs at night.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Classic
sort of like
comedy.
Like how I snuck up and won this, even though I had no movie knowledge. It feels like a dirty win, honestly.
Totally camisadoed to this
it
show
feels
today.
It dirty. I don't know anything about movies. These dudes know stuff about movies, and so it felt weird. You're the winner. It's like I didn't even know a John Travolta movie besides Face Off, man. And Brooke took that away from me, and but it was fun.
Anybody can win here on Douglas Movies. I think Tig Notaro won once.
Yeah,
and she doesn't go to movies at all. At least you like a good movie every once in a while.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely awesome panel. Can you guys come back for when am I going to be back here? May 30th at Cap City. John, are you in?
I'm in.
Matt, are you in?
Oh yeah, if you really ask me. Sure.
Brooks and Hannibal, you going to fly down for that?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, they're all in.
Private.
They're all in. So get your tickets. Thanks again for being here. John Erler, Matt Bearden, Brooks Whelan, and Hannibal Buress.
Hey guys, thank you very much.
And as always, Fox News is a shithead. This one I don't even understand because you're here waiting in the rain for 4 hours and still not getting in is a shithead. But you got in. Oh, last night. So not my show. Some other thing. Okay. Well, that's a shithead. I agree.
And this shithead's really good. I like this coming
you
up.
You really one. Are into this one?
I was really into it, yeah.
Do you want to say it?
Really?
Yeah. I totally let you say it.
Thanks. Just because I've kind of been trolling him
and
on Twitter for 5 years.
As soon as you say it, then
years,
then the end theme song's going to come in. So
he's a horrible human being. Ted Cruz running NASA is a shithead.
Now it's done. Well done. Another talkie. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes it cocky. There's no